Greetings and God bless you, my friends and neighbors, and welcome to the Wow Factor, the word of wisdom designed to inspire, empower, and enlighten you in just a few short minutes at a time. My name is D.L. Wallace, and I am elated to be the host of this day's call, where our motto is simple: your soul will be blessed in 8 minutes or less. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your coworkers, your neighbors, your loved ones, and friends so they can have some inspiration to make it through the course of their day. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply paternity test. The paternity test. In the world that we live in today, there are oftentimes a dispute that arises over who the father of a child actually is. Well, no matter what shows up on the birth certificate, no matter what the mother says, and no matter what the father may say, they've got now a reliable test that can determine beyond a reasonable doubt who the actual father is. It's called a paternity test or a DNA test, and they're going to check that test, and they're going to know that no matter what everything else says, no evidence trumps the paternity test. Well, in this spiritual life, my friends, so many are in need of a spiritual father. And God has his arms open wide. He's reaching out to us. He wants to be that father, my friends and neighbors. And many of them think they are connected to God, and they just might not be. Remember the Bible says in John 8:44, you are of your father, the devil, and the lust of your father will you do. Well, that was outlining to people who thought that they were children of God. They discovered they were not. We also discover, my friends and neighbors, the Bible says in Matthew 7:21, not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father, which is in heaven. My friends and neighbors, there is a simple way I would say in the test acronym, how you validate the fatherhood that we've got in Christ. Have you ever wanted to know whether God was your father? Obviously, my friends, he is, if you've accepted him to enter your hearts by faith. And for those of you who would like to know more about the benefits of this father, consider the test acronym. We're only going to outline the first two today. First of all, my friends, we have a father who teaches us. Yes, my friends and neighbors, if you really want to know who your spiritual father is, all you have to do is turn to who your spiritual teaching comes from. Is your study based on the Bible? Are you learning from and gaining education through the holy scriptures of God? My friends, we know that a good father is going to teach us. My father taught me how to drive. My father taught me how to do so many other different things in my life, and I respect and appreciate him so much because he taught me things. Well, by the same token, my friends, I remember in Exodus 4:12, when God was talking to Moses, he says, now therefore go, and I will be with your mouth and teach you what you shall say. Isn't it great, my friends and neighbors, that God will even teach us what we shall say? We discover it in 1 John 2:27. The Bible says, but the anointing that we've received of Christ abides in us, and that anointing also teaches us of all things. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we've got a teacher in the form of the Holy Spirit of God. We've got a God who's willing to take the time and teach us. He can pass any paternity test, my friends, because no one's more committed to teaching than God. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he's the one that told us to study to show ourselves approved unto him, a workman that need not be ashamed and rightly dividing the word of truth. He's the one that said in John 14:26 that the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, who the Father will send in Jesus' name, will teach us all things. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we have a teacher. Isn't it great to know that God is your teacher? Have you embraced his teaching today? Are you listening when he says something to you? Are you in tune with the instructions he's providing on a constant basis? We can all attest to the fact that we've got a father who passes the test because our father teaches us. He's not a deadbeat dad. On the contrary, my friends, there is nothing that God cannot teach us. In other words, he can teach us all things, like his word says. That other component of how you know God passes the paternity test is he empowers us. Yes, my friends, he empowers us. You see, good fathers empower their children. I can remember one time I had a meeting when I was a young man in college, and I didn't have any money, and my dad said to me, here, son, take my credit card. And while I had his card, I was empowered to conduct business like my daddy. I wasn't as seasoned as him, wasn't as experienced as him, but I had something in my hand that had his name on component that empowered me to transact business. Don't you know, my friends and neighbors, that we've got something in our hearts that empowers us to do all things. You heard it in Philippians 4:13 that we can do all things through Christ, which strengthens us. Then we discover, my friends and neighbors, that the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead dwells in us. That's in Romans 8 and 11. Then we also discover, my friends, that for one is given the spirit of word of wisdom, and to another the word of knowledge by the same spirit. What spirit? God's spirit. Don't you recognize, my friends and neighbors, that he empowered us with his spirit? See, my father empowered me with a card. God empowers us with his spirit because he puts it on the inside of us that says we can operate just like him. Don't you know, my friends, that empowerment also comes through encouragement? See, it's hard to feel empowered by those who don't encourage us, but God is a father that encourages us. He doesn't try to hold every mistake over our heads. He picks us up. He dusts us off. You remember the Bible says it in the book of Psalms, chapter 37, that says, though we fall, we won't be utterly cast down. Why? Because God upholds us with his hand. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he encourages us. He is empowering us. He's encouraging us. He's equipping us. I remember my pop would always equip me with the tools I needed to succeed in school. That means that he would buy my school supplies. He paid for my physical for sports. He gave me my lunch money. He made sure I had the clothes I needed for school and the shoes I needed for school. He gave me all the tools I needed to succeed. Now, didn't Christ do the exact same thing? Look at our spiritual father. All we have to do, my friends, is go to Ephesians chapter 6, and we will see that God has given us the whole armor. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the breastplate of righteousness, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and the shield of faith, amongst many others. Yes, my friends and neighbors, he empowers us through his encouragement and his equipment. We have the ability to be just like him. My friends, God can pass any paternity test. We see those first key elements, my friends. He's willing to teach and empower. That's all the time of yours I'm going to take today. Until we talk again on tomorrow, God bless you. God bless your families, and embrace the new and improving you.